Joe and Mackenzie, it is Radio Now. 833-563-2539. If you can help out with the question we're wondering this morning, Mackenzie.
Which is, do men lose interest once a woman gives it up? That's the most interesting question. Women want to know because it's so funny. A lot of times, especially if it's after like the first date, and then you never hear from them again.
I mean, I think it just depends. I mean, I'm not really in that position anymore to be doing that, but I feel like if it was good, I wouldn't be giving it up. Like, I wouldn't be leaving, I mean. Like, if it was that good, I'd come back a second and third time. I wouldn't just, like, leave you ghosted.
So, one of my girlfriends, she went out with a guy, super hot, and they just had, like, crazy chemistry. And so, not the first, but the second date, they were like, okay, like, had some cocktails. It was good. So, and then she's like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But it was, like, the mood. And she's just like, well, now I don't know if I'm going to hear from him again because now he's gotten what he wants. Which I think it's interesting. And it does happen more often than not. So I don't know if it's, like, a conquest thing or what.
I mean, it just depends. Now, how long has it been with this guy that she gave it up to? How long has it been?
Oh, they're like, it's new.
No,
since that happened?
It happened. Second day, they flip pancakes. How long are we talking?
Has
it
been
a day? Oh, well, that's nothing. It's a few days. If it's like a week or so, I'd be a little more concerned about it.
I want to get some dudes on the phone because I want to get inside the mind of men.
You want a man panel, do you?
A man panel, yes. 833-563-2539. Because men always want the woman, I mean, you know, to give it up on the first date, but then... you know what they say, then he loses respect for her and all these things. So if she gives it up too quick, does he move on automatically?
But I think there's women that want it on the first date, though, too. Let's not make it like guys are the only ones that are kind of, you know, horny. Like, women want to do stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse James Decker, she's a country singer married to the beautiful Eric Decker. He used to play for the NFL, and they hit it the first night. And look at them. They're married with three kids later. So it's not always the case. I'm just wondering if... more often than not, it is.
All right, guys, you need to help us out here because I just got one opinion. What the heck do I know? I've been with the same woman for 7 years, so I obviously kind of can't
talk on
that.
Well, when you were dating, do you recall, like, if you went out with a girl and then you know,
I was
crossed that?
I'm different because I was desperate to get a girl to sleep with me, so if she did, I'd hang around. Like, I'm not like Porkchop when he was single and he had every ding-dong flying at him.
Yeah, like, and I want women to remember this. Someone told me this. I'm like, this is very true. Men get with what they can. Women get with what they want to. Most of the time.
Yes. The thing that most resembles their issues with their dads. No, 833-563-2539. Men, let's assemble right now and form a man panel. And we will answer that question, which is...
we need you. The question is, do you lose interest after you've gotten what you wanted?
Doing a little man panel this morning on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie had a friend, went on a date with a guy, and then went on another date, so I assume things are going wonderful.
Yes, things are going great. And she was like, oh, he's so hot. And she's like, we did it. And so I think that's great. But now she's like, OMG, should I not have? Because is he going to lose interest now after he's gotten what he wanted? Now, she said everything was awesome. It was a great experience.
Now, does she feel like he has lost interest or is she just worried?
Too soon to know. Too soon to know. She was just like, I don't know if I should have gone there. So that's the question we want to pose to our man panel at 833-563-2539. Once a man gets what he wants, does he typically lose interest because is it like a conquest thing and then he's on to the next?
Let's say good morning to Tyler. Hey, Tyler, you're on Joe Mackenzie.
What's up?
Man, we're just trying to figure things out here. What do you think? If a man gets what he wants, you know, gets to flip the pancakes, is he going to lose interest in the lady? Is it over? Is it done?
Well, from my expert opinion, and if you remember right, I called in a couple weeks ago and I was the farmer from flipping all the pancakes.
Oh, yeah. We remember you, Tyler.
I mean, it's unfortunately true. But then again, there's once in a blue moon you'll find one that even though you hook up. Like my wife now, like our first date, I was thinking I was just going to go and get some punani and go home. But about 5 years later, now we're married.
Nice.
Wait, but you said, unfortunately, it's true. Like, go outside the mind of a man. Like, why do dudes do this? Just because they're like, checking it off?
Well, it's genetics, first of all.
Yeah, we're wired that way.
Well, that's a nice excuse.
It's because the
I know. It's not an excuse.
We're wired
though.
That way. No, it's how we are.
It's because the suspense is ruined.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Okay. So, women, what I'm telling you is make him work for it.
He did.
Yeah,
two dates. How? What do you want to work for? A year and a half? You want to take out student loans? What do we have to do here? So you need to get a part-time job? Two dates. That's expensive. That's at least a couple $100. Come on.
Thanks for dropping that knowledge on us.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Have fun on the farm.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, with your poonanny or poonanna or whatever. Appreciate that. Haven't heard that word in a while, but we did today.
Bringing it back, baby.
All right, let's move on the man panel to Robert. Robert, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you think?
I think that, Joe, we're not wired that way. We're programmed by TV.
There
are still gentlemen out there, so you can't say man. You can say guy. Because real men don't go swimming. Number one, a man sets the tone for how things are spoken and what things are talked about, but a woman sets the speed for which things move.
But that's not true, and I'm not saying it's not a good thing, but it is true. It is scientifically true that men have a natural desire from our caveman days to survive and have the population continue. So back then, they would mate with as many people as possible. Whether or not that's right or society likes it, that's not the question, but it is true. That might be why guys have an underlying thing like, I should go have sex with her.
But he's right. Real men don't ghost women. Cowards do.
No, boys do.
Cowardly boys. I just can't stand people that ghost people. I think it's so disrespectful. If you're not into somebody, just say, hey, it was nice meeting you. Like, not into it.
Oh, and that goes for both parties, though, because women, you know women do that, too. I just I don't want guys to get beat up today just like they're the biggest turds. Like, walking into the door right now, Liv the Web Girl, queen of ghosting. Call her Casper, okay? Just want to throw that out there. But no, I get your point.
But I just feel like, I don't know, I just think it's a cowardly move on both ends, men and women, when you do that.
I'll agree with that one. Robert, thank you. And let's go to KC. We're wrapping up the man panel today. What do you want to say?
Well, I'm no man, but I've dealt with a few. Maybe she just wasn't good. I'm sorry, I don't care how many times a man thinks that he needs to get a different taste of pancakes. If one stack of pancakes is awesome, he'll keep eating that pancake. So maybe she just wasn't any good.
Oh, boy.
No, though. Because guys, like, think about the guys that are with a girlfriend, like a beautiful girlfriend, happy, have a great sex life, and then they veer off, they have a side chick, then they're going back and forth. I mean, it's not like one's bad, it's just that men want more.
No, there's somebody that I know, and I've heard him use an analogy, and I'd love to steal it because it's great. It's kind of like cheese pizza. Like, it's awesome. It's cheese pizza. But eventually it gets kind of boring. Like, you might want some pepperoni or some mushrooms on your pizza. Like, you might have to try something different.
Yeah, she just needs to call him and say, let's try it again, or, you know, what's up? I don't like, you say that men ghost, shouldn't ghost women. Well, women just need to grow up here and either take care of their business and call them and say, what's up, or let it go.
Yeah, but how about guys treat a woman right and be a gentleman? I mean, it's not all on the woman.
So old. Let's just women take care of our business and call him or don't call him, but don't whine about it.
Interesting.
KC.
I just don't think you have to deal with an a-hole and be like, oh, and it's like on the woman. No.
I mean, I don't think people should be a-holes, definitely. But I do think that it's realistic to think not every guy is going to be a gentleman, which is really sad. Like, you want them to be a gentleman, you want them to be nice, but I also think this goes both ways. I think there's, you know, just as much amount of girls not calling guys back as guys not calling girls back. And I think, too, kind of the psychology, if you had a guy who was very persistent, didn't ghost you, like, was calling you all the time, and the same exact guy, but he was not being persistent, girls...
It's the chase.
Why did they call me back?
Both
Am
ends.
I not good
chase.
Enough? I feel like girls obsess more when the guy is not calling them back because they internalize it. And they're like, what's wrong with me? Was it me? What happened? What? But if the guy did call her back after and was super persistent, he might not be as interested.
That's
or obsess about it as much.
Dang. It's the chase. It's the game. And sadly, it's like you just don't want to play games, but it is the game.
There's so much psychology behind this.
Look at us getting so deep and personal. Who would have thought it was possible? Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, kind of really cool stuff. I feel like Liv is the biggest champion of this. But the 49ers, it's pretty cool. If you didn't know this, they've got the first female coach that's going to be heading into the Super Bowl.
Woo, woo, woo. That's so cool.
Very excited.
I want to talk about this coming up next. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.